Day 42, we are in the Gospel of John today with chapter 1 and chapters 3 and 4. So a lighter reading day for you today.
A lighter reading day, but man, heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like mm-hmm. You know how I think I said yesterday, Luke 24, that's one of my favorite chapters. Uh-huh. All right. Also, John 1.
Yeah.
So rich in theology, yeah. and so much in here. But I love it, right? In the beginning was the Word, mm-hmm. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. This is a picture of who the pre-incarnate Jesus is. Mm-hmm. He is God. He is with God. He is active in creation. In fact, it says that nothing was made that wasn't made through Him. He's called the Logos, the Word, which is, you know, the Word that we have in front of us. Mm-hmm. And then you skip ahead. I mean, there's so much good in there. So, like, skip ahead at your own caution. Mm-hmm. But for our short time, you skip ahead to verse 14, right? The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is what I love, right? It's like this is the pre-incarnate Word. And then in John 14, it's the Word become flesh. And that's what the incarnation is. Incarnate, right, means becoming flesh. Mm-hmm. So pre-incarnate is before He became flesh. He was still Jesus, mm-hmm. right? But then when He became flesh, He became Jesus as fully God and fully man. And then like just everything about Him. And we read that John testifies about Him, and the disciples start to follow Him all in John 1 because they recognize that He is the Son of God. And that He is otherworldly and other quality. And John is great, right? But John's not confused. He's like, yeah, I'm good, mm-hmm. right? But I'm not the Messiah. I'm not Jesus. I'm not even fit to tie that dude's shoes. Mm-hmm. And so what do the disciples do? They leave John and they follow Jesus. And that's not a bad thing, right? I mean, listen, if Jesus shows up, you should stop listening to this podcast. And you yeah. should go listen to Jesus's yep. podcast, yep. right? I mean, it's a thing. And so this is the Word, God become flesh and making His home among us. And it's so good. And then we see how that plays out when you get to John 3, because this is what Nicodemus is struggling with. You know, when he's like, okay, wait, time out. I know you're a teacher, you know this. And he's like, no. Nobody's good except God, mm-hmm. right? And like, so truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom unless they're born again. And so Nicodemus is really struggling with this.
Literal kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because if you've never heard something yeah. like that before, it doesn't make sense. What yeah. do you mean born again? Mm-hmm. You're like, man, I thought That's I did okay. thought I did okay the first time. What yeah. are you talking about? But this idea that yeah. Jesus is saying, look, no. I am the pre-incarnate, you know, Jesus. Now I am in flesh, but I exist in this spiritual world, and now I've become flesh to walk among you. And if you want to be made right, you have to be made right in this spiritual world, right? You've got to get your spiritual life right with God. You've got to do that by being born again. And I love the idea of being born again, right? Because it signifies that this is something new. Right, he's telling Nicodemus, it's not a matter of going through rituals. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of cleaning yourself up. It's not a matter of being better than you were yesterday. It's a matter of being altogether new. And then we get to the famous part of this that we all know, John 3:16, right? That God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
I feel like that's like everybody's first verse they learn.
Yeah. I learned it as a Sparky in Awana. And I got a crown for my vest.
Awesome.
But the idea here, the thing you have to grasp with this is when Jesus says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, basically Jesus is saying, that's me. I'm His one and only Son. And whoever believes in Him won't perish, but will have everlasting life. And then he goes on. We always stop there because it's not nearly as much fun to memorize. But the verses after that are like, and if you don't believe, then you're condemned.
I'm not laughing at your statement. I'm just laughing at yeah.
They didn't make me memorize that as a Sparky in Awana.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't believe, you're condemned. And so mm-hmm. we have to get past this idea that Jesus is just going to save everybody.
Yeah.
No, Jesus says.
And that there's not the wrath part.
Right. Jesus says, I died for you. And if you believe in me, and believe means follow, if you believe in me and follow me, then you'll have everlasting life. If you don't believe in me and follow me, then you'll face the wrath of God because you rejected the one he sent. And so it's this great picture. And then we get to chapter 4, and we see it play out in a real relationship. Right. So he's telling Nicodemus about this, and then he's making these statements. And now we see it with a Samaritan woman. He meets her at the well, and he's just inviting her into some dialogue. In short order, he makes sure that she knows, hey, I'm a prophet of God. Like, I know things. I've got knowledge of you that you wish I didn't have. You're not married, but you're on your fourth man. Mm-hmm. Or fifth man or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and you have substituted a lot of worldly short-term things for all of these things that were supposed to be from God, and you're not doing it well. And if you would just ask me, see, this is the offer of salvation that Jesus makes to her. He makes it to us too. It's the believe and follow me in action. He's like, if you would just ask me, I would give you. Right? I would give you a drink of living water and you would never be thirsty again. And when he's saying a drink of living water, he's talking about, I would give you myself. Mm-hmm. And if you really had me, you would never have need for anything else again. Right? You would have me. And I am the one that your soul is desperate for. Go back and you read in Ecclesiastes 3, right? And we read this thing that we have, the human heart has eternity written on it, right? We are hardwired for eternity and we know it. Mm-hmm. That's why the world, that's why that idea of like, oh, there's a hole in my heart or whatever else, it's a real thing, right? Because we are hardwired for eternity and nothing temporary will ever meet that need. But Jesus says, man, if you ask me, I'll give you a drink of living water and that will meet the need. That will settle your soul, and then you can follow me, and you can be in relationship with me, and you can be connected to God, and that is what your heart has desperately been looking for. And what I love about the woman is that when she's an outcast, and when she runs and tells, like, the village, she must have sold it.
They believe her, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've been trying to convince people that Whitey's ice cream is the best ice cream around.
Is right? there one close to us?
No, not anymore. But Lowell was at, when Lowell was in the hospital, yeah. It was like a block away from Whitey's. Okay. And so I'm like, anybody that goes there, just drive down Marquette and get yourself a malt from Whitey's because it's delicious. Mm-hmm. But I feel like nobody has tried it.
Yeah.
So here's what I have not done. I have not done a good job of selling it. But this lady, however she sold it, she must have been compelling because people that don't even like her came running back with her so that Jesus could share this living water with them. And what's the word tell us? That many of them believed. John is just a book that's so full of theological richness about who Jesus is and how he came to save. And it's awesome. And so I hope people really enjoyed the reading today.